United Noodles began as a bean sprout producer in Minneapolis 36 years ago. But since then, it has grown, right along with the Twin Cities Asian immigrant population and our appetite for Asian ingredients. United Noodles now stocks products that come from 15 countries, including China, Japan, Taiwan, Vietnam, Malaysia, India, and Sri Lanka. A couple of years ago, this vast variety of items in the 20,000-square-foot store caught the attention of Food Network star Rachel Ray.
Hey, everybody, I'm Rachel Ray, and these are the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Ray toured United Noodles in 2006 for her show, Tasty Travels.
Ha-ha! Yeah, Noodle-rama! Check it out!
Rachel Ray checked out the noodles all right, but she had a little problem with the name. It's United Noodles.
One great reason to check out specialty markets like Union Noodle Company when you're traveling is that they
didn't
very often have
notice that, though. Did she really? You Union Noodles. Okay. When I was watching the clip, I didn't actually notice that. I might have to watch it again. Well, when I see her again, I'll correct her next time when she comes back.
That store manager, Munho Zito, he was one of the people who led Rachel Ray around United Noodles during her visit. He is originally from Malaysia and has been with United Noodles for about 4 years. The store is in southeast Minneapolis and is not easy to find. It's located in an industrial area just off Cedar Avenue and near the Hiawatha Light Rail Line. The supermarket has about 8,000 products, such as wasabi peas, organic soba noodles, lychee pudding, and Hello Kitty candy. You can even buy Chinese laundry soap and medicines, all with English translations and labeling. United Noodles also carries red envelopes, a key item to celebrate the Chinese New Year. The envelopes are decorated with symbols of luck and wealth. People fill them with money and hand them out during the New Year celebration. But it's not just Chinese immigrants who shop here.
They have a lot of things from the Philippines. It's homesick food for me.
Raquel from Minneapolis shops at United Noodles several times a week. She was born in the Philippines and stops in when she needs a little taste of home.
We have a dessert dish called halo halo. It's just a mixture of fruits. So it brings me home right away.
Halo halo is a popular Filipino dessert. It's a mixture of shaved ice and milk with sweet beans and fruits. Students from the nearby University of Minnesota make up a large part of United Noodles' frequent shoppers. Some are exchange students who are searching for a taste of home. Others, like Dave, are students who spend time studying abroad and enjoy the local access to the foods they discovered. Dave studied for a semester in China.
Oh, I miss, there's a special green tea drink that you just can't get anywhere else. And also for cooking. If you want to do any cooking, you need to get your ingredients here. They don't have them anywhere else.
Store manager Munho Zito says the weak U.S. dollar and the strong Asian economy mean more Asian college students are coming to Minnesota. He's focusing on increasing the number of Japanese products available.
From what I see right now, it has a potential of growing still for Asian markets because we have companies like 3M. They do bring in more expatriates here.
United Noodles recently expanded and opened a satellite store at the Midtown Global Market Complex in Minneapolis. Greta Cunningham, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.